D. James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
We're going to see abortion swept away from America. It will be a great blotch on the history of this country.
The truth is not going to come from Planned Parenthood. It's going to come from things like undercover videos, whistleblowers, and others who have experienced the true face of Planned Parenthood.
This is Truths That Transform.
Welcome to Truths That Transform, a viewer-supported program. I'm Frank Wright, president of D. James Kennedy Ministries. Thanks so much for being with us today. Be sure to visit our website, where you'll find a rich array of digital audio, video, and print resources. It's all available at djameskennedy.org. The nation has been shocked recently by a series of undercover videos exposing the business practices of the abortion giant Planned Parenthood. Abortion has long been controversial, but these videos have shed fresh light on the true barbarism of the abortion industry. On today's program, we'll take an in-depth look at this controversy, and we'll begin with my friend Wendy Wright from the Center for Family and Human Rights. Though Wendy and I have the same last name, we're not really related, except that we are brother and sister in Christ. But I can tell you that Wendy has been a bold and fearless defender of God's Word and of the sanctity of human life for decades, even to the point of spending time in jail merely for praying across the street from an abortion mill. Here's a conversation Wendy and I had about the business of Planned Parenthood and these horrific undercover videos. Well, Wendy, this is a tough issue, this whole matter involving the revelations regarding Planned Parenthood. Ghastly, ghastly to watch and read those reports. Bring us up to speed a little bit on what's been discovered recently through these secretly filmed tapes.
Well, not that many people know that Planned Parenthood is the largest abortion provider in the United States. And that's terrifying enough, knowing that they literally kill small boys and girls who are not yet born. But this added revelation from these undercover tapes has really shocked the nation and shocked even our leaders. Even people who may favor abortion are shocked by what Planned Parenthood's doing. And these undercover videos are with abortionists, Planned Parenthood abortionists, who describe taking the organs and body parts from the babies in order to sell them. Now they say they're just getting compensated, but they're also caught on tape negotiating prices, higher prices for the body parts of these babies.
Couldn't you make the case that what we're seeing with these videos is really just a group of rogue staff members that have gone off and done these things?
They interviewed numerous Planned Parenthood officials, and these officials are at the highest levels. These are the decision makers as well as the ones who are committing the acts. And I think there's more information that's going to come out. So these videos have done something that I've never seen happen before, of grab the attention and the horror of Americans, pro-life and those even in favor of abortion, to say what's going on cannot be accepted in a civilized society.
If we defund Planned Parenthood, is that the answer to this problem, or is there more here than we're seeing?
Defunding Planned Parenthood is the first step. Now, Planned Parenthood gets $500 million a year from the government, federal and state. And so we should not be forced to fund an organization that primarily aborts unborn children and exploits women. But it is broader than that. The National Institutes for Health is allocated $76 million a year on fetal tissue research. Some of it may be legitimate in using tissue from babies that were miscarried. But clearly it's also being spent for illegitimate and immoral research. And so we need to take a broader look at what our tax dollars are paying for, and what are we encouraging, what are we allowing in condoning fetal tissue research.
The argument is made that Planned Parenthood delivers such a wide range of valuable women's health services that if this defunding effort goes forward, that women are going to suffer, that those services are not going to be available to them. What do you say to that?
Well, as it turns out, there are lots of health clinics and medical clinics that provide the same kinds of services without providing abortion in communities all throughout the United States. So there would not be any person, woman or man, boy or girl, who would be lacking medical services if Planned Parenthood closed today.
Wendy, what is one thing that if everybody knew to be true about Planned Parenthood, it might change their thinking?
Planned Parenthood does not speak for women, that in fact they exploit women and they exploit the children, the unborn children of those women. So don't take what Planned Parenthood says at face value. They're very adept at coming up with sound bites and slogans, but you must dig deeper to the truth. And the truth is not going to come from Planned Parenthood. It's going to come from things like undercover videos, whistleblowers, and others who have experienced the true face of Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood insists it is primarily about women's health when it is really about aborting babies. President Obama, one of Planned Parenthood's most dogged supporters, has claimed that millions of women rely on Planned Parenthood for mammograms. That, my friends, is a bold-faced lie. The truth is that Planned Parenthood has never performed a single mammogram. Instead, it uses euphemisms like choice, freedom, and health to cover up what really happens in its highly profitable abortion business. As my friend and mentor, Dr. D. James Kennedy, shares with us today, the abortion industry, like all murderous enterprises, is built upon a foundation of lies.
Every evil system that has come down the pike has been based upon a foundation of lies. To wit, Nazism. Based upon the lie that the Nazis were the master race destined to rule the world. Secondly, that Jews, according to their Supreme Court, were non-persons and therefore could be destroyed at will. Or communism, based upon the lie that state ownership of factories and farms would greatly increase output, production, prosperity, and wealth. And that the state under communism would finally simply wither away. Shintoism, based upon the lie that the emperor was God. It was the absolute conviction of Japanese officers and soldiers that it was impossible for them to lose a war, since their emperor was God. A lie which cost the lives of millions. In fact, if you take all of the millions and millions of people that died because of those lies, it is staggering. No wonder Jesus said of Satan that not only is he the father of lies, but he was a murderer from the beginning. And he said that those that hate me love death. But the truth will out. And the truth of all of those lies has outed, and there is virtually no one that believes any of them today. Yet they gripped the minds and hearts of men and brought bloodshed across the world. Abortion. Some would say, well, how dare you compare that to Nazism and communism and Shintoism, which brought about the destruction of tens of millions of lives. My friends, abortion has brought about the death of more lives than Nazism, communism, Shintoism combined. Let me be more emphatic. Abortion worldwide is brought about the death of more human beings than have died in all of the world's wars throughout human history. And it's all based upon lies, by the father of lies. And I'm afraid there are no doubt some right here in this sanctuary who have believed some of the lies of abortion. Lies and more lies. The first, most important, and most common one is that what is to be aborted is not a baby. The most common question asked by young women when they come to abortion clinics is this: is it a baby? And what were they told tens or scores of millions of times? No, it is not. A lie! It's only POC. Product of conception. It's just a clump of cells. It's like a wart. You'd want to get a wart removed, wouldn't you? Or a mole. But it's not a baby. Lies. It is a baby. And scientists have concluded long ago that there is no place from conception on where you can say that yesterday this was not a baby and today it is. The greatest lie of all. It's not a baby. You see, abortion is a fantastically profitable industry. Another lie. Oh, there's nothing to it. You can do it. Why there won't be any problems? How many women have heard that? Well, in 2001, the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists in England did a vast study on abortion and found out the number and percentage of people who had abortions who had medical problems sufficient enough to require a doctor's attention and care, and applied to the number of abortions that had been conducted in America, it means that 140,000 women every year have medical complications of their legal abortion sufficient to require a doctor's attention. How many of them die? Nobody knows, because of the great lie that's going on. Well, I have no doubt I am speaking to some ladies who have had abortions. Ladies who were deceived by these lies. Well, ladies, let me tell you, there is mercy with the Lord. There is forgiveness with Him. Gentlemen, there is mercy with the Lord for you if you repent and if you confess. He is kind and merciful to all of those that will come unto Him. Go to Him. Confess this to Him. And ask Him to cleanse you, remove the darkness, and fill you with His joy. And He will do that. When we love Him, we love life. For He is the giver of life. And as the number of Christians in this country continues to grow, we're going to see abortion swept away from America.
As Dr. Kennedy has just explained, the abortion industry operates in deep shadows, covering its shameful work with falsehoods and outright lies. Yet these explosive new undercover videos have shown new light on what's actually going on inside Planned Parenthood and other abortion mills. And as you're about to see, when the light of truth penetrates the shadows and the lies, it leads to life. Time and experience have proven that the more women know about the baby in the womb and what abortionists actually do, the less likely they are to have abortions. Our own Jerry Newcomb introduces us to a woman who is saving babies by proclaiming the truth.
Recently, we've seen shocking videos exposing the barbaric practices going on inside Planned Parenthood clinics around the country.
Was that crap? Was that just the little bits of the skull?
Mm-hmm. We've seen Planned Parenthood willing to sell little babies' parts, their hearts, their feet, their eyes, their organs. And this is truly tragic.
There you go. Yep. You got all of them right there.
Another boy! Another boy!
This gruesome video from the Denver Planned Parenthood Clinic exposes the reality that not only does abortion kill unborn boys and girls, but also that Planned Parenthood harvests and sells the body parts of aborted babies. A series of undercover sting videos by David DeLeiden of the Center for Medical Progress has created a new wave of pro-life activism. But many have been standing for the sanctity of life since the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton decisions in 1973. While on location in the Colorado area, I met Jo Scott outside the Denver Planned Parenthood Clinic. She says she's been a pro-life activist for over 40 years.
Can you explain what you're doing here?
I'm here because this is an abortion clinic. They kill 25 to 35 babies a day, and I'm out here 5 days a week begging the women not to kill their children. So you can imagine how many kids are being killed here and how many lives are being ruined. We see women being dragged into that place, crying and not wanting to go in. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Volunteers concerned about those going into the abortion clinic have difficulty offering their help because the entrance is shielded. Explain the ladder.
Oh, the ladder is the only way that I can make eye contact with the girls before they go in. And then when I talk to them, when I'm on the ladder, I make eye contact with them. And if there's any hope for that child, I've got 10 to 15 seconds to change their mind.
I understand some babies have been saved here through you speaking on that ladder.
We save babies because we're on that ladder, because we can make contact with those women, and we can stir something in them with the help of the Holy Spirit.
One mother that Jo Scott reached this way was so happy that she had not aborted her son. The day of our filming, she brought him right over to meet us.
This is little Zymar. He had an appointment. He was scheduled to die here.
I would not be here, and neither would my little baby, if it was not for Joe.
So you had an actual deposit on the abortion for this baby?
Yes, I wouldn't make the $1,000 deposit, but because it was so late in the game, they charged me extra money just to make sure they could kill my baby. I don't know why I would pay someone $1,000 to kill my baby. So I went into the back with them, and they were, like, not very compassionate. They were, like, showing me pictures of how the baby's, like, sucked out, and I just started breaking down. I was like, I don't think this is a very good decision.
Planned Parenthood is big abortion. If you look at their annual report, 94% of their pregnancy-related resources are abortion.
Kelly Fedoric with the Alliance Defending Freedom points out that our tax dollars fund the abortion giants.
Planned Parenthood receives nearly $500 million of our tax dollars each year. This is over $1 million a day going to Planned Parenthood. This is our money going to Planned Parenthood, enabling and equipping them to destroy women's lives and the lives of their children.
I met Beatrice here. She was in a tough situation and thought there wouldn't be any help for her. And so we were able to show her that we loved her and that we'd help her.
When Joe and her husband and a couple of her other friends came into my life, I actually felt like somebody actually cared, and they did not want to see me going through something so horrible. I would have a lifetime of horrible, horrible nightmares if I would have decided to kill my baby.
So when she said, hey, we're here, we love you,
we'll take care of you. She meant it.
Yeah, all of her friends pitched in and got him all the stuff that he possibly needed to come into this world. Sometimes you think this is like the quick fix to get an abortion, but it's not, because I couldn't be more happier to have him now.
Isn't it that amazing? You can look at this little precious child and see just the image of God and his mom. Our intervention, by talking to the women, offering them help, there are hundreds and hundreds of babies that have been saved here. It's such a broken situation that doesn't need to be. The church would just speak up unanimously, not regulate abortion, end it. You can't say it's okay to kill some. You're not saving anyone when you diminish the value of all life by saying, okay, you can kill this one because he's a rape baby, or you can kill this one because he's inconvenient. You know, there's no difference. You don't kill children. No law that ends with, and then you can kill the baby, is a good law.
This precious child might have been dismembered and sold for parts. If those engaged in the process of aborting babies can identify the slaughtered remains by declaring, another boy,
another boy, another boy,
we must end abortion in our time and defend the God-given right to life.
We must keep fighting to uphold that truth that every child deserves to be protected. And these are our most vulnerable brothers and sisters. And if we don't take a stand to defend them, who will?
As you've just seen, the truth matters. You saw one little boy who's alive today because someone shared the truth with his mother and then loved her and then helped her. My friends, we have reached an important turning point in American culture. The recent videos showing Planned Parenthood officials bartering over the body parts of children have horrified the nation. This is a unique moment for the pro-life movement to speak truth to millions who've been deceived, and we cannot let this opportunity go to waste. We're working on an important project here at D. James Kennedy Ministries, and my very good friend Jennifer Kennedy Cassidy is here to tell you more about it. Jennifer?
Thank you, Frank. Next week on this program, we'll be doing one of our most important broadcasts ever. We are putting the finishing touches on a special 30-minute program called Merchants of Death, Planned Parenthood and the Abortion Industry. We want to air this program as widely as possible so that the truth about the dirty business of abortion will be known by everyone. For too long, Planned Parenthood and their ilk have been allowed to operate under the lie that they're protecting women's health. But did you know that Planned Parenthood's founder, Margaret Sanger, was a strong supporter of eugenics who wanted to exterminate what she called human weeds? For Sanger, that meant African Americans, among others. And today, nearly 50% of black children are killed in the womb in America, while Planned Parenthood targets poor minority communities. The truth must be exposed, and this special program will do just that. Will you help us to produce and air this program, as well as continue the other outreaches of this ministry? If you can give a generous donation of any amount, we'll send you a DVD of this powerful documentary, Merchants of Death, Planned Parenthood and the Abortion Industry. Simply write to us at Box 6085, Albert Lea, Minnesota, 56007. Or call toll-free, 888-334-9762. Or go online to djameskennedy.org. The Congress has taken steps to defund Planned Parenthood. And yet, President Obama, who once said he wouldn't want one of his daughters to be punished with a baby if she got pregnant, defends this organization with everything he's got. He's the most pro-abortion president America's ever had, and he won't yield in defending the abortion industry. We have to make people so aware of their barbaric work that the Congress can override any barriers Obama puts in their way. Help us air Merchants of Death, Planned Parenthood, and the Abortion Industry, as well as continuing the other work of our ministry. As our thanks for a donation of any amount, we'll send you a DVD copy of this special program to watch and share with others who need to know the truth. Simply write to us at Box 6085, Albert Lea, Minnesota, 56007, or call toll-free 888-334-9762, or go online to djameskennedy.org.
42 years ago, in an act of raw judicial activism, the U.S. Supreme Court imposed abortion on demand on the nation. And we've been a divided nation ever since. Absurdly claiming that the Constitution guaranteed a right to abortion, a right that no judge or constitutional scholar had seen in nearly 200 years, the court opened a Pandora's box of evil in America. Since then, under the banner of so-called choice, more than 50 million children have been killed in the womb. A virtual genocide has taken place among African Americans, with one out of every two black children being killed before birth. And over time, the conscience of the nation has been seared and hardened. What was unthinkable a century ago became not only thinkable, but commonplace. However, it seems that even America's badly seared conscience is being aroused in our day. In recent years, there's been a drop in the abortion rate as scientific information about the humanity of the fetus has become widely known. And in recent months, we've seen the nation's biggest abortion provider, Planned Parenthood, exposed for stripping aborted children for their body parts and selling them to the highest bidder. Sadly, sinful humans have a facility for rationalizing the worst of sins. We as Christians must seize this moment before America becomes accustomed to this barbarity and moves on again. Now is the time for you to do everything in your power. Contact your elected representative. Donate to a crisis pregnancy center. Get involved with a pro-life organization. And make sure that those in your circle can never claim they didn't know what was happening. We as a nation have the blood of two generations of children on our hands. Let's pray that this will be the moment of true repentance, and may God be glorified in it. Thank you for joining us on Truths That Transform. Be sure to tune in next week when we air our special program, Merchants of Death, Planned Parenthood and the Abortion Industry.
Next week on Truths That Transform.
Roe v. Wade was really created to create an industry that could prey on women and their children. The abortion industry is still the largest underregulated legal industry in the nation today.
We knew what they were doing. We knew that Planned Parenthood was illegally selling baby body parts for a profit. We knew that they oftentimes manipulated or changed the abortion technique to put their profits ahead of the health and safety of women. And we also knew that babies were being born alive and systematically disassembled and murdered in the process.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.